Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Gosh, we're coming up on the end of February already. Where do the time go? But you know what? I'm doing a little ice fishing, hopefully out there. Be safe with that, but it should be tons of ice. We've been in our polar vortex. And by the way, back from the sunny vortex of Key West is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. It's good to be back. No, it's not. It really stinks. This is, I don't know, I guess the older you get, the less you really dig winter. After you go, and usually every winter we try and go somewhere warm for a while, like 10 days. It's typically the number. And when it's time to come home and you're looking at the weather at home, you just don't want to go back. You try and like, oh, can I call in sick?
Yeah, right. So, for the next month until it gets warm, right?
Yeah. So unfortunately, I'm not independently wealthy, and I can't just take a month or two off and do what I want.
Right.
So being in Florida, hanging out with, everybody there was older than me. That was the sunny side. We went to a country club with my brother. And it was Name That Tune.
Your older brother?
Yeah. And it was Name That Tune.
Oh.
And we were the only ones that got the Billy Idol song.
Oh, yeah. Generational thing.
Oh,
almost,
my gosh.
Right?
But really wonderful people. And it's fine. We got to see so many friends and relatives. We just kept running into people, and people would find out we were there, and they'd call. And it's like, okay, Maureen, we got to make another dodge. We're going to go to Fort Myers for breakfast.
Right. Yeah, but you know, that's the magic of social media, right? I mean, people live their life on social media to a certain degree, and then you make connections like that. That's probably more the positive side of it. I'm not the biggest fan of letting everybody know where I ate dinner or where I went shopping.
Yeah,
or what movie
I love
saw,
taking pictures of food.
Right.
I love putting food up like you do.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And so we were down in Key West for a couple nights, stayed at a really cool Cuban place. And we didn't pay.
So were you south of Key West or were you in Key West?
Yeah, you can hardly tell. But it was ridiculously expensive. And I can't take a vacation now the rest of the year.
Right, yeah.
But so we're watching this really awesome band. It was four brothers. And my wife loves live music anyway. So she's the queen of getting a table.
Right.
So she got us a table right by the stage. And I filmed them a little bit. Just do a live feed. Just I don't know if it was on the Grilling Guys page or what, but my aunt sent me a message and she said Carol is in that same place. My cousin.
Oh,
so we're looking for her. Next thing you know, we're linking up with a bunch of cousins that were down there. I had no idea of. So there is that cool thing about it. I had some great food down there. I wanted to talk about one thing that I've always wanted to try. That I've had close to in Hawaii, we used to make something called lomi lomi salmon. And tuna tartare is kind of like that. You've probably had steak tartare because you grew up kind of a blue blood. So I'm sure
just red meat.
I'm sure that was served by the butler every week at your house.
Yeah, in Shartaki, come on. That's where all us butlers live.
So I put a lot of these pictures on our page, but this tuna tartare was really awesome. It was a gorgeous salad, and then they put a bunch of slices of avocado down, and then they laid the tuna tartare on top of it, which is basically, from my memory, which was somewhat fogged, it was like little cubes of raw tuna marinated in like a soy and some sesame seed and who knows what.
Was there an acid in there maybe to kind of?
Well, I think the soy kind of does that, but you can eat tuna raw anyway, so you know, you're not really trying to cure it a whole lot, but there was salt in the soy. Anyway, this beautiful concoction was set on top of avocado set on top of lettuce, and when they brought it poolside,
oh yeah,
I was just
well,
like
that might have made it taste better,
oh,
even
yes,
if it didn't,
it did.
Right?
It did. I need another rum runner, please.
Right, yeah. A rum swimmer?
No idea what it tasted like. I had mahi-mahi. That was great. But this is the one that inspired one of the recipes we're going to do at one of the places, a place in Key Largo that is very famous, and I'm not going to be able to think of the name of it right now. But I ordered lobster mac.
Sure.
And the presentation they had on this was just absolutely beautiful. And it was some gorgeous mac and cheese with this wonderful mound of lobster on top and kind of a white cheese sauce maybe, or some kind of a white gravy.
Right.
So I'm sure it was cheese. And, oh, my gosh, that was absolutely fantastic. So I started looking at our website, and I noticed that we did lobster mac and bacon a few years back. So I want to talk about that later. One of the highlights of the trip, talk about running into friends, the whole week leading up to going down there, Dave Duzma, one of our favorite fans.
Helped us a
listener,
lot with the
yes.
GI barbecue, you
and,
bet.
And,
Deuce,
Dave,
thank you.
Dave and Betts were going to be in Marathon, and they were. So we went and saw them one day in Marathon and sat on their deck and enjoyed some nice cold beers.
I think I saw a picture of that.
Looking out at the water, and another guy from Muskegon who owns Great Lake Fords, Mark and his wife, and had a wonderful day with them. So it's just kind of cool. I think that's what retirement's going to be like. We won't have a home in Florida.
Yeah.
We're just going to bum around from friend to friend who lives there.
You'll have friends with homes in Florida, right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure you're nice to those people over the next few years.
No
right?
kidding.
Yeah. And bring wine when you show up, and then everything just seems to be a little bit easier.
It doesn't hurt.
But you know, we're gonna talk a little bit about comfort food throughout the show, and that takes a lot of forms with a lot of different people.
Right.
Right. Mine is thick and creamy and savory. All those things are where I really go with.
Sounds
comfort
like a stout.
Food. Right. Yeah, well, there you are. I had a vanilla Java porter last night.
Oh.
And, you know, a little thick, and it served it a little bit warmer. And, man, that was just really good.
Uh-huh.
It's not one you're going to sit down and do a session of with four or five.
Right.
But I had
a lot
know,
of calories.
Right, yeah. I had a 16-ounce pint of it.
Nice.
And it was Rochester Mills.
Okay.
Is what it was. And it was just really good. And I just drank it by itself. And you know, sipped it. It's not a, you're not going to hit one of those when you're thirsty, but that made me think of comfort drinks. Is
right.
Those thick, malty, well, with a foamy head that's kind of creamy and,
yeah.
You know, and we're
you're
gonna
making
talk,
me thirsty.
Yeah, we're going to talk about foods that are doing that. But
well, you know, I ran into something in Florida, too. It's this. And it's the greatest value in beer in America.
And it's America's oldest brewery.
It is.
Established in 1829.
It's a Yingling.
Right.
It's a black and tan. And
which is porter and premium
beer. I
bring
a couple of them back.
Right.
So,
all
cheers.
Right.
Thanks for thanks for letting me leave and
well,
covering the shop.
Yeah, we got her all done. And just a second while I take a pull off this.
Oh, boy, is that a dandy. If you've never had a black and tan, that's the first one you should ever have.
Right. Wow, that is
because
nice.
They bottle it that way.
Right.
And it's $20 a case, baby.
What?
Yeah.
That's an 80-cent beer? Come
well,
on, man.
We drank a lot of Yingling down there.
Right.
And it's $20 a case.
Wow. That's a value. That's a huge value. You can't get it in Michigan. I don't know why. There must be too much craft beer here.
They can't make it fast enough.
Right. Yeah.
They take a state on once in a while.
Right. But anyway, so we're going to cover a little bit of comfort food for the rest of the show. There, I see pasties and stew and some mac and cheese a bunch of different ways. Even I'm going to cover something in a skillet, believe it or not. Not a Dutch oven, but I'm getting there. It's cast iron skillet. So you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Working on the night shift, baby.